It's a 7:37. It's a little bit chilly out there this morning. I mean, again, this is January, and you expect that kind of stuff to be going on anyway. But a freeze tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. And so watch for that to happen. And there's no snow in the forecast, by the way, guys. I don't know if you saw that or not.
So you do have. We do have school.
Yeah. Apparently, we will have school. And you know, we're kind of in that transitional mode of sports right now.
Right.
We only have professional football left. College football is done.
Is done.
Even though it gives time for people to debate the BCS thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me digress for just a second. Bill Flores is out of the country. Mm-hmm. He'll be with us next Wednesday. So normally we meet with him in Congress in session, but they're not. So that's where he is.
Uh-huh.
So BCS is talked about. But, Tom, there are other other competitive endeavors that we could be covering in sports.
Well, let me get my pen.
Let me get
my pencil here.
See.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Contest is pretty exciting.
Uh-huh.
Almost as exciting as watching paint dry because it is the World Watching Paint Dry Championship, which is currently underway.
So it's fitting to have that comparison.
Yeah, in England.
Uh-huh.
Contestants from all over the globe have been sending in pictures and video of themselves watching paint dry. A spokeswoman for the contest said that she's delighted at how well-received the contest has been so far.
Uh-huh.
She said, paint is used throughout the world, so I suppose in a way it's not a surprise that we've had foreign entrants willing to challenge some of Britain's best paint watchers.
So somebody's got to judge these.
Yeah, and
that's
I guess
worse than watching paint dry.
Yeah,
watching people watch paint
dry. So, how's your Uncle Fred? Well, fine. Of course, you know he is one of Britain's best paint watchers.
Uh-huh.
Submissions for the championship can be made, by the way, through January 27th, so you have time. And it says here 6 finalists will then be selected to fight out, if you will, in a live stare down in the UK. Well, do you have to get there yourself? By the way, the grand prize is an iPad, which is, you know, not bad, but, I mean, if you have to get there yourself, that could be rather expensive. And a little troublesome. Did you hear this morning on the news that Continental and I think they mentioned Continental and United both, even though they're the same company now,
mm-hmm.
Their flights coming from Europe to the United States at the end of the year had to make unscheduled stops because of strong headwinds. And they're flying smaller aircraft than they used to.
Huh. So they were running out of gas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
As they're landing, landing in Greenland so that they can go ahead and do that. Yeah, apparently making an unscheduled landing, for instance, in Canada because of that. So, all right, so here we go. You already know that smoking is probably not good for you.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Did you see the story about these, let me grab a call here real quick. Hey.
There has to be a reason why they didn't call it the best and brightest paint watching
contest. Well, that's also true. But you never know. Now, and can you be distracted? Can you be doing something else? Could you be multitasking? And one of those tasks would be watching the paint dry. Or do you simply have to sit there with your chin in your hand watching paint dry? Or standing and watching paint dry? No. If we get another report, we'll let you know. Okay, so did you hear? This came out yesterday, I think, that if you want to stop smoking, there are tools out there that are used. For instance, nicotine gum and the patches. Apparently, according to this study from Harvard, which, of course, makes it right, and reported in the New York Times, which therefore makes it right as well, pretty much those things are a waste of money and give you a false sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they don't work. Their conclusion: the expensive nicotine replacement products are of little, if any, benefit to smokers and can even backfire in some cases. So, products tested very well in clinical trials. In fact, they were so successful that most encouraging findings were the basis of the federal guidelines recommending that nicotine gum and patches could help for smoking cessation. But as they go through and they did more research, they found that was not the case. So, I guess it's like, and you know, I just quit. I tried those little different things. The step-at-a-time filters, you know, that cut down the tar and the nicotine. And cleaning that was always pretty nasty. But, but nonetheless, now they're telling us that that the patches and the gum don't matter. So, spit it out. rip it off and just quit smoking. Now, boy, have you heard about Google?
What'd they do now?
Well, your Google searches are about to get a whole lot more personal. Oh. And this is a pretty big deal, really. This is a pretty big thing, because I think most of us use Google. Google has rolled out their personalized search engine results. They did this yesterday, which incorporate information from your connections and private information to customize what shows up in your searches. Amit Singhal, who is called a Google Fellow, said that Google will now search from your world, if you will, rather than the web. The new look is one more attempt by Google to compete with Facebook and the 800 million users that they have. But this really is a radical departure, if you will, because what Google used to do was search the entire web,
right?
But now it will modify that search based on previous searches that you've made and other websites where you've gone. I think this is a pretty big problem, really. Because if you're trying to get the full picture of something,
right,
if in fact you want to do that, then Google is not going to perform that service for you anymore, if you will. And all right, think about it like this. What cable, if you watch news, what cable shows do you watch?
Uh-huh.
And we, as human beings, not just U.S. Americans, tend to watch the things that we agree with. If you care about politics, you generally will watch a channel where those people basically agree with you. You are seeing your point of view reinforced.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that that's a good thing. I mean, don't you need to be able to, especially if you're looking for information, find something from a wider universe than just what you're used to?
Oh, Scott, once again, I'll chastise you like I had to chastise Tom last hour.
Okay.
You're assuming way too much of the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
You know.
So actually,
they just want to find dancing kittens and other things that perhaps you can't see in front of mixed company. So.
Oh, dancing kittens. Now, if you've been to those sites.
So the question is, do you really seek information that reinforces what you already believe, or do you actually want to see different beliefs and opinions?
As angry as people are right now, do you really think they're wanting to see and hear and entertain different beliefs and opinions?
No, probably not. Now, there is a place where you can go. Where's that? What's that? Yeah, downtown.
When you're alone and your life is making you lonely, you can always go
downtown.
There's a place you can go to override this?
It's called, well, you can go to this search place. Now, here's the deal. And you know, if you want to go, it's called Scroogle, Scroogle. You can figure out how they came up with that. Now, there are no cookies. There is no tracking. There is no search terms. No records at all. Now, the deal is, I don't know from Google if you can go there. And if you do, a black mark on your name.
Well,
there you go.
Why would you enter Scroogle in the Google search engine?
Yeah.
There's an address bar at the top. Is that where we are now?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I had to type in the address of that place.
So,
I was worn out.
So,
God, go back to World of Warcraft, fatty.
So I did. I put it in. I put Scroogle.com in this morning.
Uh-huh. And nice knowing you.
Yeah. First thing was a story that came up that said they're discontinuing their service.
Oh,
see? That's not true. It was from May of 2010.
Ah.
So, anyhow, they're out there. And but understand that.
But what happens when Google comes and brings the checkbook?
Yeah. Sure. There's no doubt. They could do that, or they just come knock on your door. And, of course, they've already electronically tagged you now because you went there.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, it was nice knowing you, as you say. And but understand that today, effective today, When you go to Google, the searches will be different. There will be parameters in there based on where you've been before. So what I'd say is go to a friend's computer and do that and go, wow!
Yeah, really.
We'll always remember.